Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. At the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners meeting this morning, two candidates for the vacant District 1 County Commissioner seat left open by John Hank Goodchild's resignation spoke to the board. The candidates Nancy Berrios and Don McComber each presented their vision for serving District 1 residents and strengthening the community. Following a committee of the whole session, a special board meeting was held where Nancy Berrios was officially appointed and sworn in as the new county commissioner for District 1. Berrios will attend her first meeting in this role on Thursday. District 1 includes Akron, Columbia, Elkland, Elmwood, Fairgrove, Guilford, and Wisner townships. Goodchild, who was appointed in February to replace Tom Young, who passed away unexpectedly, resigned in September after serving about 7 months. She replaces John Goodchild as the commissioner for District 1 that covers the townships of Akron, Columbia, Elkland, Elmwood, Fairgrove, Guilford, and Wisner, along with the villages in those townships. The other candidate that applied and interviewed for the commission seat was Don McComber of Unionville. He is a pastor. Berrios is well-versed in Tuscola County by the various commissions and committees she has served on over the years. She is currently on the county's Park and Recreation Board, and she also served as a trustee on the Cass City Village Council. And Hemlock Public School District has opened the upper deck and legend at Legends Gymnasium, an open-air viewing area overlooking Wallace Field, now popular on game nights. Funded by the 2022 Tax Neutral Bond, it offers a unique perspective during home football games and special events. In 2025, the upper deck hosted Hemlock Hall of Fame honorees, supporters of the bond, and the undefeated 1974 football team. For 2026, it will be used for district events and may offer limited premium rentals or ticket sales with general admission available via GoFan. This addition is part of a multi-year facilities plan, including upgrades to Legend Gymnasium, Wallace Field, and Kruger Track, aiming to enhance community engagement and support student athletic success. Superintendent Dr. Don Killingbeck highlights that these improvements are designed to create gathering spaces that build pride and foster student success. And in our national news, the West Coast wildfires remain a challenge with several new fires breaking out in California and Oregon. Firefighters are deploying special teams and aircraft to contain the blazes. Dozens of homes have already been evacuated as flames spread. Officials attribute the intensity to prolonged drought and extreme weather. Residents are urged to comply with emergency orders for their safety. Recovery efforts will begin once firefighters gain control. And in our international news, Myanmar's civil war continues to devastate key towns with both sides vying for control. The strategic town Kyukmi is now largely destroyed as fighting intensifies. Thousands of residents have fled to safety in recent weeks. Humanitarian organizations are struggling to deliver aid amid violence. International calls for a ceasefire have so far gone unheeded. The prospect of peace remains distant. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere. And a local high school student is bringing back a long-lost tradition for Owendale High School. A homecoming football game, which started as a simple conversation, has turned into a full community event. The broadcasting correspondent, Sydney Sutliff, has the story.
It all began in a law class at the Huron Area Tech Center, where 17-year-old Lily Patzel was chatting with a classmate, who also happened to be Owendale's quarterback for their football team, when she learned something quite surprising.
Asking about their homecoming, and she was like, no, we haven't had a football game in like 5 years. And I was like, what are you talking about? You don't have like a homecoming like football game? And they were like, no, change it to a volleyball game. And I was like, well, do you want a football game?
That conversation with her classmate sparked an idea. Lily then reached out to Owendale and offered to have her law class form a team to play a friendly exhibition game. And the response was almost immediate.
Honestly, did not expect an answer or even a reply, and I emailed their superintendent.
Now the two teams are preparing for a six-man flag football game, but organizing it hasn't been easy.
So communication has definitely been a kind of step back just because their superintendent is obviously very busy with what they're doing.
Despite the challenges, Lily says the spirit behind the game is what really matters.
For me, it's more so we can provide them with an experience.
Reporting from the Thumb, I'm Sydney Sutliff, Thumb Broadcasting.
And a special homecoming game between the law enforcement class at the HATC and Owendale will take place this Saturday, October 18th at 11 a.m. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news with that special interview, which you can get anytime, anywhere, right here on thumbnet.net. Next up, we've got our AVS Tech Team sponsor message.
Big changes are coming, and it's important for your computer to keep up. Windows 10 has officially reached its end of life, which means Microsoft will no longer provide security updates or patches. The only way to stay protected is to upgrade to Windows 11, and the AVS Tech Team is here to help. Without Windows 11, your personal data becomes much more vulnerable to viruses, malware, and spyware. The Tech Team's qualified technicians will check your computer's compatibility with Windows 11 so you know exactly what to expect. If your current computer isn't ready for the upgrade, don't worry. The Tech Team can help you find the perfect new PC that fits your needs and budget. When making the switch, the Tech Team will securely and seamlessly transfer your important files and data, making sure nothing gets lost along the way. Visit the Tech Team in Pigeon or Sandusky or call 888-282-4943. Stay secure and upgrade now with the AVS Tech Team.
And that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.